I've been asked to bring a devotional. And when we think of a devotional, we usually think of something quiet and, you know, make you feel good and you go home inspired. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you what I call an exhortation on something that has burdened me and something which I think all of us in the assemblies need to give heed to. Exodus chapter 5, please. Make it 3 first and then we go to 5. Exodus chapter 3. Verse 18. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Chapter 5, verse 3. And they said, The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. 3 days' journey. Why not 2? Why not 4? 3 days' journey. We are dead to the world, buried with the Lord, and alive with him in his resurrection. Separation. 3 days' journey speak of separation. And beloved, if we are to be effective in our service for the Lord, we must practice separation. Brother mentioned Toys R Us. And I noticed coming up a couple of those places, Toys R Us. Now, the next time you pass by, go in. Buy the smallest boat that you can find. And go to the largest body of water available, the Atlantic Ocean, if you wish. Put that boat on that water, and it will sail. But let some water get into the boat, and what will happen? Separation has been marred. And if we are to be effective in the Lord's service, there must be separation between us and the world outside. And the minute the world comes in, we cease to be effective. Now, many people, and perhaps here, like to watch surgical programs on TV. Why? I have no idea. But people like to do it. Now you will notice that when the surgeon is going to operate, and there are few exceptions, he wears gloves. Not ordinary gloves. These are special gloves. Now why does he wear gloves? He wants to feel the tissues, but he doesn't want to be contaminated by them. That's separation. The Lord didn't say go out of the world, go up into a mountain, go to a monastery. What good would that do, as our brother has been saying, to the unsaved? A man up in a monastery, a woman in a convent. That doesn't help the unsaved. But as the Lord prayed, keep them from the evil. Separation. Going back to the glove. We have a friend. Oh, he's one of these big surgeons, you know, cardiovascular. Now, don't worry about the words, they don't mean that much. I could tell you about that. You know, most of medicine consists of that. Our great-grandson has been ill recently, and he has had a fever. My granddaughter took him to the doctor. What do you think they came back with? He has an idiopathic fever. You say to yourself, my, that's some fever. You know what it means? We don't know why he has fever. Don't let the words upset you. We don't know that much. And so it is with this doctor and this glove. Not too often, but sometimes the glove will be pricked by the needle. Now the doctor never notices it. It's usually the nurse. Doctor, your glove is punctured. Well, this particular surgeon, his glove was punctured. The patient had a certain illness. He didn't realize it. The patient's blood entered his bloodstream, and he was sick for 6 weeks. Separation. And beloved, where we bar separation, we are going to be in trouble, and we are not going to be effective. And now I bring you to the crux of the message. No compromise. No compromise. Don't compromise under any condition. Chapter 8, please. 3 days' journey. That's the Lord's command. Am I right? 3 days' journey. Chapter 8, verse 25. Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, go ye, sacrifice to God in the land. And Moses refused. Well, be one of the people, you know, those of you in school. Be one of us. You don't have to be so different. You can be a Christian. But why are you so different? I tell you, child of God, if you aren't different, you're going to lose your effectiveness. You've got to be different in the land. Sacrifice in the land. You cannot serve God in mixture with the outside world. There must be separation. Now, when you go to school, I remember, they asked me, why don't you join this fraternity? Oh, join that fraternity. Any number of people wanted me to join their fraternity. Now, young people in school, don't join anything. You are already a member of the best. You're a child of God. Don't join anything. Now, let me make this clear. If by reason of your scholarship, you are elected to the Honor Society, that's different. You didn't join it. You merited that. But don't join. I think of two classmates. They joined. Now, the first place, when you join these fraternities, you have to pay. Number one. And one fellow, they beat him so bad that his nose was broken, and up to the day of his death, his nose was off center. He joined the fraternity. And the other one, he also is dead now. They beat him so bad that for a week he had to stand at the back of the class. He couldn't sit. And when the Lord saved me, he didn't beat me, and I didn't pay anything. And they say, well, if you have a fraternity brother or a sorority sister, you see, wherever you go, you have a brother or a sister. You know what I told them? I have that already. Every child of God has that. Don't join anything. Maintain your separation from the world. Verse 28. Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only ye shall not go very far away. But don't be so different. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to be so different. Just be a little different. Complete separation. That's what God demands. Now, I'm going to quote a scripture. You know where it is. We're going to look at it, but I'm not going to tell you where I'm reading from. I'm misquoting from. He that is not for me is against me. Is that scripture? He that is not for me is against me. Now turn with me to Matthew 12 and 10. Matthew 12 and 10. And beloved, the Lord doesn't want us to be for him. He wants us to be with him. Now let's read what the Bible says. And again, I say to you that are younger in the faith. What if, did I say 12 and 10? 12 and 30. Sorry. Read what the Bible says. Don't you quote what you heard somebody say. Read it for yourself and read it every time that you have to read it. Don't depend on your memory. He that is not for me is against me. Now verse 30 of chapter 12. The Lord said, he that is not with me is against me. That's what the Lord said. He didn't say anything but be for him. Well, you can be for him and be far away. He says, I want you out there with me. Identified with me. No compromise. Oh, the time is passing quickly. 1 Samuel chapter 18. Now, brethren, if I go a little over, you can decide whether you want to invite me back. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 4. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul sent him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people. Now verse 4, we just... Now read verse 4. We want to go back. 18 and 4. Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, gave it to David, and his garments, even to his sword, his bow, and his girdle. Now there's one thing that Jonathan did not give up, and it got him in trouble. He didn't give David his shoes. Chapter 15, please. You must excuse me. Chapter 23. And verse 15. Chapter 23, verse 15. Identification with the Lord. David saw that Saul was come out to seek his life. David was in the wilderness of Ziph. In a wood. Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God. Wasn't that nice? Beautiful. He said unto him, fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee. Thou shalt be king over Israel. I shall be next unto thee, and that also Saul my father knoweth. They two made a covenant before the Lord. David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house. Was Jonathan for David? Sure. Was he with him? That's where he made his mistake. And that's why I said, if he had given David his shoes, he wouldn't be able to walk away. Now what happened? Chapter 31. He was for him, but he wasn't with him. Chapter 31. Verses 1 and 2. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. The Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan. How did they get Jonathan? They got Jonathan because he left David in the wood and he went home. He was not with him. It is not enough, beloved, to say, I love the Lord and I serve the Lord. You've got to be with him. No compromise. Now the time is going and I'm going to go along quickly. Chapter 10, please, of Exodus. Exodus chapter 10. Verses 8 through 11. 3 days' journey. That's the divine requirement. Complete separation. Chapter 10, verse 8. And Moses and Aaron were brought again unto Pharaoh. And he said unto them, go serve the Lord your God. But who are they that shall go? Moses said, we will go with our young, with our old, with our sons, with our daughters, with our flocks, with our herds will we go. We must hold a feast unto the Lord. And he said unto them, let the Lord be with you, and I will let you go and your little ones, for evil is before you. Not so. Ye that are men may go. Is that happening today? The men leave the home. It's encouraged by those in high authority. And we wonder why the families are breaking up. What we are seeing today in the breaking up of the family is not new. This is what Pharaoh suggested to the Israelites. Let the men go and leave the women. And may I say to you, young men, be men. Once you make that commitment to marriage, keep it. Be men. How dare you marry someone and leave your wife and children? That's not Christian conduct. I'm thinking of something very pleasant. Last December was 51 years that I was married to the same woman. That's the way to do it, young men. But it requires commitment. This other business is of the evil one. Chapter 10, verse 24. Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, go ye serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones go also. But you keep your flocks and your herds here. Now they can go. See? What was he doing here? You will remember when Joseph brought his family into Egypt. He told them, now be careful what you say to Pharaoh. The Egyptians don't like herdsmen. Tell them you were herdsmen and they'll give you a separate place to live. And now Pharaoh is saying, don't let your children go, but keep your business right here in Egypt with us. And that's bad. The principles that control and advise the word of God, your behavior in the family, your behavior in the assembly should be the same in your business life. I think of a brother who was in business. And he did a very unkind thing to another brother. And when the brother complained, he says, oh, brother, this is business. He didn't conduct his business in the fear of the Lord. He compromised. Now, recently, there came out a piece in the Faith magazine. Many of you may get that. It's an old story. But it shows a certain man, or tells of a certain man, who did not conduct his business without compromise. His name was Joe. How many here know about it? He was a butcher. Does that bring back any memories? That was Saturday night. He had one chicken left. Mrs. Jones came in. Joe, I want a chicken. Went in, brought out the one chicken he had, put it down. Weigh so much, cost so much. Joe, don't you have a larger one? Took it in, brought it up, weighed it, told her the price. Joe, I think I'll take both. Dishonesty in business. We are to conduct our business lives in the same way that we conduct ourselves before, at home, in the assembly, and wherever we go. No compromise. Now, I'm rushing through this because we have 3 minutes to get out by 4 o'clock. You've heard the story of the camel and his master? I know you heard that in Sunday school. On the matter of compromise. In the desert, very hot in the day, but at night, very cold. And the master set up his tent, and he was in there keeping as warm as possible. And what do you think happened? A foot came in. Master, it's cold out here. May I rest my forefeet? Then a head came in. Master, it's cold out there. May I just rest my head? You know the rest, don't you? It's obvious. After a while, the whole camel was in and the master was out. That's compromise. That's what compromise will do for you. Beloved, let there be no compromise. What does the scriptures teach? Agreement. Two cannot walk together unless they be agreed. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3. And may I warn you, especially beloved brethren, please be careful of these efforts that are being made on every hand, where everybody is one and we all think the same and we all love our families and we're all going to be devoted. Watch it. Much of that represents compromise. Few of those people believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and have taken him as their Savior. And you can't walk with the next fellow unless you've agreed. It has been said that if you let a man sit on your shoulder, he'll soon be sitting on your head. Compromise. There must be no compromise. I have a little note here. There are some Christians who call themselves progressive creationists. Isn't that impressive? I am a progressive creationist. My. And then others call themselves theistic evolutionists. Never let those names upset you. They don't have that much meaning and don't make that much sense. I was at a meeting years ago. My wife went up to New York City to a conference, a sisters' conference, and there was I. I went to this meeting on Sunday morning, broke bread just as you would. Oh, we had a nice meeting. Then they said, well, brother, your wife is away. Why don't we're all going to eat together. Come and have dinner with us. That's Christian courtesy, isn't it? Should I have gone? Sure, I went. I was the most disappointed person. Do you know that every believer there, those who broke bread Sunday morning just as you would, every believer there believed that God brought the world into being and developed the world by evolution. Compromise. Because they want to appear important with the other people. God didn't say it was to be important. He saved us to represent him. Time's about it, isn't it? I'm going to stop. But let me read you something here. It's a story. A bear hunter came upon a bear calmly eating berries. He took aim. He was going to shoot the bear. And as he moved, he stepped on a twig. The sound alarmed the bear, who looked up and saw the gun. This was a talking bear. And the bear said, stop!
Why do you want to shoot me? I am just out to have a meal. Can't we sit down and discuss this?
I think of something here. You know, they talk about peaceful coexistence. Peaceful coexistence. All of us, we have different thoughts, but let us get along in peace. Tell me, can you peacefully exist in the same room as a cobra? You know he's going to get you sooner or later. There is no such thing as peaceful coexistence. There must be no compromise. We must maintain our separation as believers. But I read on. Can't we sit down and discuss this? The bear asked him. Being a reasonable, well-educated, civilized man, and also curious about the bear's ability to talk, the hunter accepted the animal's invitation. Sitting down, he told the bear he was hunting because he wanted a fur coat. The bear said all he wanted was a meal. Soon, bear and hunter were deep in discussion, trying to find a compromise to solve the problem. Sure enough, one was found. The bear had his meal, and the hunter was inside a fur coat. Compromise. Compromise. Oh, Lord, help us to recognize when we begin to compromise and give us strength to follow through with what we know is right and true. May the Lord bless us for his name's sake.
Thank you, Dr. Garnes. Just two items. The book table is still set up, so if you were walking by and kept looking and didn't buy anything and you really wish you had, now's the chance. We'll leave it set for just a few more moments. But also, we didn't emphasize the fact that the sessions today have been taped, and you can sign up at the table for a set of tapes, and they'll be sent to you. Still seven, right? Yeah, they're $7 for a set of tapes, or 10 if you want them in the nice little library file. And keep your programs. There's your outlines that go along with it. Now, as we do come to a close, we want to just commend ourselves to the Lord. And so we've asked our brother Dave Johnson to just do that before he goes back to the Philippines.